Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weatherpeak. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Tuesday, September 28th. Cowboys fans doing the happy dance this morning. Feeling good. I mean, goodness gracious, what a beatdown of your rivals. I thought I would start gassing up the Cowboys here, but I assume everybody's going to come here for that. So I'm going to go counterintuitive and be like, hey, remember in the opening week when the Eagles curb stomped the Falcons? Everybody's like, Jalen Hurts, baby. Eagles, oh, they're winning at the line of scrimmage. Well, 2 weeks later, what do we have? A lot of Eagles injuries. Jalen Hurts can't move the football to save his life. And I've just got to call out Nick Sirianni. First-time head coach of the Eagles, okay? He had, what, 6 months to prepare for the Falcons? Well done, okay? Next week against the 49ers, hey, tough opponent, you lost. You're close, but you lost. You walk around the facility and meeting the media wearing a Dallas Stinks t-shirt, or maybe I Hate Dallas, or a beat, whatever the shirt was, focused on Dallas. And I thought the stat of the night, maybe the stat of week three, Philadelphia Eagle running backs had 3 carries in the football game. That's it. And I know this because I had Miles Sanders in fantasy and I needed him to deliver. And alas, he did not. He had 2 carries for 27 yards. Kenneth Gainwell, 1 carry for 2 yards. That's it. Eagles running backs barely touched the football. And they weren't playing the 85 Bears or even last year's Tampa Bay Bucks. They were facing the Dallas Cowboys defense. I don't know what this game plan was from the Eagles. At any rate, it was horrendous. And if not for a fluky touchdown in the first quarter when Dak Prescott had the awareness of, like, I don't even know what, something embarrassing toward Dak Prescott's awareness. He drops back in the pocket. It starts collapsing. He's unaware that it's collapsing, and he fumbles, and it falls into the arms of, I think, Fletcher Cox. Who was in it? Who caught? I forgot who caught it. But bottom line is, Javon Hargrave, whatever the guy's name is from Pittsburgh, falls into his arms, touchdown Eagles. Oh, we got a ball game. No, we don't. That was their only touchdown of the first half. They didn't get on the board again until it was 27-7 in the third quarter. Like, this Eagles offense was brutal to watch. I think they had 3 first downs in the first half. They had 12 for the game. And then, you know, I'll let someone else do the math of stripping out the garbage time numbers when thank Jalen Hurts for getting to the window on the props thanks to his 2 late drives where he's just putting up garbage stats. But he was terrible. The Eagles overall were awful. And this is who we thought they were. Do you remember when Dennis, what's his name, Rob G, the coach, RIP, Dennis Green, Arizona Cardinals Bears, one of the most memorable Monday night performances ever. They punt. I think it was Devin Hester ran the punt back for the score and killed him. And Dennis Green was so upset in the postgame presser. He stands at the podium and he goes, "The Bears are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook." He screamed and he blasted the podium. It was awesome. Well, you know, the Eagles are who we thought they were. This looks like a team with a preseason win total of 6.5. A mistake-prone team, 13 penalties, 2 turnovers, a pick six by Hurts. I know the receiver kind of fell down, but whatever, it's a pick six. No running game whatsoever. And, oh, by the way, the Dallas Cowboys were able to revitalize their ground game. 1-2 punch of Zeke Elliott and Tony Pollard. And Zeke, 5.6 yards a carry. Tony Pollard, 5.5. Now, they didn't have a carry over 15 yards, but it was consistent gashing. And even with Amari Cooper limited, no Michael Gallup, Dak Prescott was able to move the ball through the air. And folks, look, this is the Dallas team that I said was going to run roughshod over the NFC East. Okay, we've got a Washington team with no defense whatsoever. I mean, just an absolute joke of a defense compared to what they had last year. What's his name? The kid, is it Chase Thomas? Is that the edge rusher on Washington, Rob? Chase Young. Jeez, I'm sorry. Chase Young. Gosh, where's my mind this morning? Chase Young, 0 sacks on the year. Washington defense stinks. New York Giants, one of the bottom 5 teams in the NFL, although I'm probably going to end up betting them this week against the Saints. The Giants are horrendous. Danny Dimes is on the clock. The coach, the GM. I mean, the owner was booed on Sunday when he introduced Eli Manning. It's just the Giants are garbage. And the Eagles are who we thought they were. This is the team we thought was headed toward 6.5 wins. And Jalen Hurts looked totally lost, happy feet all over the pocket. I'm surprised we didn't see Gardner Minshew, but maybe that says, Sirianni's going to just keep Hurts in there and give him all the playing time he can get. And, oh, by the way, the Eagles host Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs this weekend. Coming off a Chiefs home loss, the Chiefs are 1-2. Andy Reid is in the hospital. He's out. I said this was a smash spot for the Chiefs yesterday on the pod. I did the show with Cowherd, the Fox Bet Live, on Monday from the Fox lot, and I said, I love the Chiefs, maybe my biggest bet of the year. You know, sadly, the 5.5 is long gone that was out there Sunday night. I would imagine it's, 7.5, 8. This is just not a good Eagles team. They can't run the football. They so many injuries on the line of scrimmage are garbage. Like, they are a garbage team, and the Cowboys are going to steamroll the NFC East. As long as Dak is upright, they should roll. And remember, this is a team where their right tackle, Lyle Collins, is suspended for the first 5 games because he tried to bribe the drug test person who we talked about yesterday. He's going to be coming back soon, and he is a mauler at right tackle. So you get a healthy Cowboys team. Eventually, DeMarcus Lawrence will be back. Micah Parsons looking pretty good. Trevon Diggs, by the way. How about Trevon Diggs in the secondary? Solid performance out of him. It's a Cowboys team that should win the league in the NFC East. Now, I don't know if they'll have much of a chance in the playoffs against really well-rounded teams like the Rams and the Cardinals. Yes, the Cardinals. 49ers. We'll see about the Packers. And, of course, Tampa Bay. But, Rob G., easy takeaway here is here comes Dallas. And I don't want to say the division's locked up because injuries happen, but I don't know who threatens Dak and the Cowboys here. It certainly is not Taylor Heineke. It definitely is not Jalen Hurts. And it undeniably is not Danny Dimes, a.k.a. Vanilla Vic.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you have close teams and teams that you don't think there's a lot of separation, you know, like the NFC West, the way to describe who you think is going to win it is you go, hey, who has the best quarterback? Yeah. And coming into this season, everybody knew the best quarterback, you know, if he's healthy, is Dak Prescott. What we didn't know, however, was that the Washington football team defense was a mirage. We didn't know that the Chase Young-led pass rush was going to be, you know, the 2020 Raiders pass rush, where they can't really get much of anything going. And so when you factor that in, and you knew coming in the Eagles weren't going to be good, like you mentioned, the Sirianni, Jalen Hurts combo was kind of destined to fail from the start. You know, the first-time starter, basically, and a first-time head coach. Danny Dimes has been terrible since college. So you knew it was going to come down to Washington and Dallas. And as soon as Ryan Fitzpatrick went down and we saw that the Washington defense was not as good as advertised, the door opened right up for Dallas to waltz right in and get 10 or 11 wins this season without having to really break a sweat.
We're not even going to have to bash McCarthy, right? I think we would agree he's not a great coach. He's just in a really good spot. I mean, this is a guy who rode Aaron Rodgers for years with the Packers, and now he's should roll in this division. And we talk about this every offseason. Like, jobs come open, and you get opportunities. And, like, I'm just trying to, like, this is not going to happen, but Cliff Kingsbury could end up shooting himself in the foot multiple times. I mean, you could argue he's done it the last 2 weeks. And the Cardinals could sputter and miss the playoffs, and then they fire Kingsbury. Well, I'll say this. Even though they have Kyler Murray and a bunch of talent, how good of a job is the Arizona Cardinals simply because of the division you're in? As long as Russell Wilson's there, as long as Kyle Shanahan's there, and with McVay and Stafford, that division is brutal. It's the best division in football. So, like, Arizona Cardinals, yeah, it's a really good team and a lot of talent, but is that a good job? I would argue right now, the New York Giants job is a damn good job when that comes open. I know that there's not a lot of talent. You've got to remake the roster. You need a quarterback. You probably got to punt on Saquon Barkley. Not a ton of talent on that team outside of the skill position players who are always hurt. But in that division, like, Washington has no quarterback. The Eagles are several years away now. They could quickly get Deshaun Watson and flip it. But right now, this is Dallas's division to lose. And again, it's I don't think Dallas is a top four team in the NFC. I think who would you buy here, Rob G? Seattle Seahawks going forward, not looking at the schedule, or the Dallas Cowboys?
Ooh, who do I think is better?
Who would you buy without looking at the schedule? And that's kind of unfair.
That is the unfair because, you know, on their face, I would rather have Seattle. But the problem, though, is, like you mentioned, their division is the best division in football.
I don't think they played any division games.
And so by default, you would take Dallas because, you know, they got to live. I'm glad you brought up Mike McCarthy, though, because we're led to believe by the reports coming out of Dallas is that Mike McCarthy, an offensive coach, does not actually run the offense. That is Kellen Moore calling the plays, Moore, right. Designing the plays, everything like that. What Mike McCarthy is in charge of is the big picture decisions. You know, the should we go for it on fourth down, clock management. And he has been freaking brutal at that through the first 3 weeks. And it's like it doesn't matter because they have so much talent on that team. Kellen Moore is a great play caller, I think. Even though there are times where I do disagree with it, overall, in general, I think he's one of the better play callers in football right now, especially in the NFC. And they're able to overcome consecutive weeks now of Mike McCarthy end of game clock mismanagement because their team is so stacked offensively with talent. And recently, because they're playing complementary football, which is what you do when the defense is not great, you lean on the running game to limit the number of possessions, to limit the amount of time that your defense is out on the field. And suddenly that defense, which looked like, you know, a sieve against Tampa, looks middle of the road, which is really all you need when you have an offense like that.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Things could not have gone worse for me Monday night with Monday Night Football. Forget about fantasy. Forget about the teaser the Eagles screw beyond. I was able to collect on Dallas and some props on Jalen Hurts. But looking forward, Cowboys-Panthers this weekend. Panthers come in undefeated. Dallas was going to be a favorite already. No Christian McCaffrey. Sam Darnold's first real test. All right, he's on the road. No Christian McCaffrey security blanket. I really like Dallas in this spot, but the number's going to be high because Dallas just hung 41 on national television when everybody's watching. Who's going into that game betting Carolina? Nobody. And the same goes for that Eagles-Chiefs matchup. It just did not work out well. And now it's like, okay, can I lay 7 with Dallas at home against Carolina and Sam Darnold? So, I mean, like, listen, it was 4. I hope it's not much higher than that. I do like Dallas a lot this week, Rob. I don't know how you feel. Like, Sam Darnold, no Christian McCaffrey. We'll check the injuries. I know that Carolina Panthers made that trade for C.J. Henderson, the cornerback of Jacksonville. That's a good move because their rookie, J.C. Horn, broke his foot.
In a couple of places.
He was the 9th overall pick. Yeah, Rob, how's this? He was their number one cornerback, and he was a rookie playing his third game. And he was playing well. So you lose him, you bring in C.J. Henderson, who was a number one pick out of the Florida Gators, and he's going to have to quickly get acclimated because guess what? In week one, he's going to be going up against like Amari Cooper, maybe CD Lamb. That's a tough one for Carolina. Now, Dallas short week. Listen, I'll just say this. The week 4 lineup in the NFL is ridiculous. So many freaking good games. And I'm not even including Titans Jets. No laughter from Mom G. Okay. Listen.
It took me a second Browns. To catch it.
Listen, I'm gonna get to Kyrie Irving in a sec. Just wait. Browns Vikings is a really good game in Minnesota. Okay. I think that's an excellent game. I think Carolina Dallas is a good game. I think KC Philly is interesting only because I really like KC a lot. Arizona Rams is incredible. Seattle, San Francisco is amazing. Baltimore, Denver is really, really good. I don't know if Pittsburgh, Green Bay is going to be good, because is this the end of Ben? I think that'll probably be a topic later this week. And of course, the nightcap is Tom Brady at Bill Belichick. And then, you know, Monday Night Football, Rob G's undefeated Raiders, and the black hole is coming to SoFi. By the way, I got a text from my buddy Dan, who listens to the podcast, and he was cracking up at what weapon is Rob G bringing to SoFi for the Raiders and Chargers. By the way, what is your jersey of choice if you wear a Raiders? Do you wear a jersey, a t-shirt? A number on it?
I'll just wear a t-shirt. I've never been a real big fan, as I've gotten older, of wearing jerseys, you know, to sporting events. It's just not really my thing.
Interesting.
But if I were to wear a jersey, I would probably go throwback with my Bo Jackson.
Oh, gosh, you can't go wrong with Bo Jackson. I thought you were going to be like a Lyle Alzado guy because you played high school football. You were a nose tackle?
No, I'm not tall enough to be a nose tackle. Let me say, the problem, though, is with all my current jerseys is all the guys ended up getting shipped out of town. So, like, my Khalil Mack jersey went out of fashion real quick. Got that as a gift. That was gone. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to stick with the throwbacks if I ever wear a jersey. That way, at least it's somebody that's, like, technically no longer or still on the team, I guess, in spirit.
That's the tough part about buying jerseys. And, yes, if you follow me on the gram, you know that I do. I like wearing NBA jerseys. They're cool. Like, obviously, you go sleeveless.
That's why you like NBA jerseys.
A little gun show. But it's funny. I had a Gilbert Arenas jersey when he was on the Wizards because I like, you know, I mean, I liked the Wizards jersey at the time. And it was, you know, Agent Zero, and he was getting buckets. And then he went and, you know, brought the gun into the locker room. It was like banished from the league. I can't wear that. You know what I did with that, Rob? I was somewhere, and I just, like, brought the jersey and just left it in public for someone to just take. I didn't want to just trash it and waste it. I thought maybe someone could use it, so I just kind of left it in a public place. Not, like, littering, but just left it where someone was going to be like, oh, shucks, I'll take that. Let me cop this Gilbert Arenas jersey. Probably some value on the black market.
That's probably a mistake by you looking back on it.
Maybe. I was just embarrassed to have been, like, a fan of him, you know? Like, guy's a friggin' idiot.
Yeah, but looking back on it, they're like, man, I would love to have a Gilbert Arenas Warriors jersey, you know, after he brought
it wasn't Warriors. It was the Washington Wizards.
Okay, well, even better, because that could have been the one he was wearing when he brought the gun to the locker room.
It probably was. And then I'll never forget the photo where he came out to the huddle the next day, and they were at midcourt, and they were doing, like, the finger guns.
Oh, yeah, the
like,
guns,
just
the finger guns
as he was coming entirely. I mean, you could Google that Gilbert Arenas finger gun celebration. And, like, the rest of the team was laughing. Like, that's funny. Guy brought a loaded gun into the locker room. And then he was bye. Okay, that's a good pivot point to the NBA. Now, I know it's not NBA season. I keep rejecting NBA stories. But I texted Rob repeatedly that we have to talk about Kyrie Irving. And this is a legitimate story. I'm really fired up about this. I should warn you. I'm, like, irrationally into this story. So a couple of my guys, I have a text chain with some of my guys from the big lead, Ryan and Vic. And I apparently missed this, but Rolling Stone put out a big story. I guess it was Sunday, Saturday, one of those days. And you can't read it on the Rolling Stone site because it's like some login. So, and I feel bad doing this, but if you want to read a story that's behind a paywall, the easiest way to do it is to go in Safari and, you know, instead of opening a new window, open a new private window. And then you just plug the Rolling Stone headline it or the URL and you can read it. And the title, and I'm telling you, you guys got to read this. The NBA's anti-vaxxers are trying to push around the league and it's working. Scary headline. Like, oh, okay. So you read it. You're like, oh man, Kyrie Irving, geez, what the hell? So of course, what happens on Monday, Kyrie Irving, I'm not vaccinated. These rules are bogus in New York. I'm not going to play in home games or whatever he said. He didn't come out that strong, but that's the gist of it. And you read that story and you're like, wow. Rolling Stone uses the words civil war in the subhead. And I know that sounds strong, but I'm telling you guys, this is a league that has empowered players for the better part of the last decade. Or is that too strong, Rob? Maybe the last 5 years, really player empowerment. And it's worked great in some facets. It's worked great for super teams and getting players to join forces. That's awesome. But they also feel empowered off the court, and I get it. Hey, more power to the players. You got it. but it has led to some tricky moments, and a lot of them have to do with Kyrie Irving. Now, I will mention this, going back to jerseys. I was the proud owner of a burnt orange Cleveland Browns throwback Kyrie Irving jersey. It's the awesome burnt orange jersey that they have when they wear throwbacks. It is so cool looking. And I had a Kyrie one, and I have posted about it on my gram. And Kyrie decided, you know what, F LeBron, I'm done in Cleveland, right? Said demand, I'm going to demand a trade. If you don't trade me, I'm going to fake an injury and get surgery and blah, blah, blah. So he goes to Boston, playing for Brad Stevens, who at the time was considered one of the best young coaches in the league. And then he spends time there. I'm done. I don't want to listen to Brad Stevens. Okay. I mean, you had Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, absolutely stacked team. And Kyrie Irving says, I'm good. Then he forms his own super team. First order of business is like getting the coach fired. So his buddy DeAndre Jordan could start. And Kyrie Irving's running the show. And then all of a sudden, you know, he gets hurt again. And then the bubble happens and Kyrie starts to, this is apparently when he started to, something happened with a girlfriend. I'm not going to go down that route, but it didn't go well with this girlfriend who was a little bit, I'll just say different. You guys can look her up and I'm not going to talk about that. But after that breakup, whatever happened to him, he went south. And that's when he tried to organize the boycott for the bubble. Like, why are we going? And blah. And for whatever reason, Kyrie Irving has the ear of a lot of the young NBA players. And this probably goes back to he's cool. He made the Uncle Drew movie. You know, he's got the incredible flashy handle with the basketball. He's got great mixtapes. The guy does crazy stuff at like 6'1". He's an awesome talent. I think a lot of people look up to him. I mean, well, you can make a movie about basketball and Kyrie like did that. Uncle Drew, like, listen, he's got a lot of fans. To the point that D'Angelo Russell, not the brightest bulb, okay, tweeted out late Monday night, Kyrie is goated. And I saw a lot of people saying the blind leading the blind. I saw an incredible anonymous quote. This is maybe the quote of the NBA month. Kyrie Irving is a contrarian without a cause. That is pretty incredible. I got to give credit. Howard Bryant got it from an unnamed NBA player. Now, if you want to get funny, Howard Bryant is a Boston guy, covers baseball in that area. You know, probably the smartest Boston Celtic is Jaylen Brown, very well-read, intelligent guy. You could do the math on who may or may not have called Kyrie Irving a contrarian without a cause. Oh, and then go back and look at what happened with Kyrie, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum at the end in Boston. So somebody thinks that Kyrie has no case. And it disturbs me what is happening with Kyrie because I'm telling you guys, this guy's really talented. And he's bigger than just being the guy who hit the game 7 shot. To beat the 73-win Warriors. He's a better player than that. I mean, he's done nothing to back it up other than some awesome Instagram highlight reels. But the reality is, Kyrie's got to like clean his act up. He's just saying shit to say shit. He doesn't have anything to back it up. And in this Rolling Stone story, this is really disturbing, and I don't know if it's 100% true, but the Rolling Stone story said, Kyrie Irving, who is the VP of the Players Union, is liking Instagram posts that talk about secret societies implanting vaccines in a plot to connect black people to a master computer for a plan of Satan. That's a real statement in the Rolling Stone story. I'm not making this up. Like, they're actually talking about this. Like, Kyrie, what on earth are you doing liking these Instagram posts? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the legend, came out and absolutely blasted Kyrie and all these anti-vax people. Listen, you guys can have a vaccine discussion if you want. But currently, the New York and San Francisco laws require pro athletes to show proof of one vaccine dose to play indoors. However, there's an exemption for approved medical or religious exemptions. Now, I am not any expert on whether or not Kyrie is going to play the religious card or, hey, medical, blah, blah, blah. I'm sure some people are going to cook that up. We talked about Andrew Wiggins briefly in Golden State, and some of that's coming. I'm certain of it. And listen, guys, I'm not going to just sit here and you've heard it. You know, it's over a year and a half of this COVID crap. You know, I've got doctor friends on the front line. Just please don't be, I'm going to do my own research guy. Just don't do that. And in the Rolling Stone article, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar mentioned a good point. It's like, your kid has a major problem. You rushed him into the hospital. Please help my son. You know, what can we do? Help him, please. My kid, my daughter, whatever. And it's like, but when it comes to COVID, it's like, you know, you guys are experts. I get it, but I'm going to do my own research. Like, there is a big disconnect. It's disturbing to see. And I'm just, the NBA's got some problems right here. Now, Rob, I just put a bunch out there. I'm sure a lot of people are going to hate what I said. We have a lot of Kyrie Irving fans who listen to this pod. We have a large NBA audience. We'll let you take the baton here so I don't hang myself.
Well, I think you said a lot of interesting things there, and a lot of it I agree with. I'd rather just focus on the basketball portion of this discussion. And Kyrie Irving, you know, they had the Nets media day on Monday, and of course he was not there. He had to do it via Zoom because he's not vaccinated, and the law in New York says you got to be vaccinated. And somebody asked him about his status. He says, personal decision. Okay, fine. Someone says later, you know, given the current laws in that area, should we expect you then not to be playing any home games? That's a personal decision. Please respect my privacy. And it's like, look, dude, if you don't want to get the vaccine, then just say it. Man up and be like, you know what, man? I don't believe in it. I have my reasons. It is what it is. I'm choosing not to agree with the doctors, even though I went to see a doctor multiple times for my knee, for my foot, for my shoulder, for all these different injuries that he's had. But he doesn't trust doctors in this instance. Whatever. Fine. But to say that this is now a personal, respect my privacy decision, knowing full well that in 2.5 weeks, when Brooklyn opens up a preseason game and Kyrie's not there, is that still private? Is that still a privacy decision? Because now everybody knows.
It's not.
You know, and if it comes down to the regular season, I'm sure eventually he's going to get it. I think the peer pressure is going to get to him because...
Peer pressure? Come on. It shouldn't be peer pressure.
Well, I'm saying the fact that he would not be able to play in any, you know, home games. Like, his situation is so much different than like a D'Angelo Russell or a Bradley Beal, who I'll get to later. Bradley Beal made the dumbest comment possible.
Wait, what? I didn't see this. Tell me what. Okay, Bradley Beal did. Tangent. Come on.
Tangent. Bradley Beal is also not vaccinated. He famously got COVID prior to the Olympic Games, and that's why he had to sit out, if you recall.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
So Brad Beal's doing his media availability in D.C. They don't have the same laws in D.C. as they do in New York, so even without being vaccinated, he will be able to play this season. He goes off about why he's choosing not to get vaccinated. Again, personal, private decision. That's what he says. Eventually, he gets to talking and he says, I would ask the question to those who are getting vaccinated, why are you still getting COVID? Now, for all the people who say, I'm going to do my own research. I don't trust the doctor. I'm doing my own research. That tells me immediately you did not do any damn research on your own. Because
where are you doing your
anybody
research?
Who knows anything about how vaccines work, or how condoms work, or how birth control works, or how seatbelts work. Look, they are going to help you to prevent serious injury, or in this, you know, pregnancy. It's going to help prevent it. It's 99% effective. That does not mean that you are completely immune from getting pregnant if you're on birth control. Getting the COVID vaccine does not mean that you are completely immune from getting COVID. It just gives you a greater chance, number one, of not getting it. And number two, if you do get it, not getting seriously ill. And the fact that you have guys like Bradley Beal and Kyrie Irving who like to think that they're smarter than everybody else without having anything to say behind it, it's just really disappointing. And like you mentioned, Howard Bryant said it perfectly. He's a contrarian without a cause. He wants to be different and think like he's on this different plane than everybody else, that he's looking down at all the peasants below him, which he called the media peasants at one point, Kyrie Irving. Yet he doesn't have anything of substance behind his actions or his vague comments. Like, you can't be in that position of power and influence and choose to be contrarian. And that's fine. If you want to be that way, then fine. But you need to have something to back it up.
Man, this is brutal. It's funny. I talked about how Steve Nash used to live where I do, and he spent his, you know, he's back here in the off season. I saw him playing tennis over the summer. I didn't have the balls to ask him, you know, how much of a headache is Kyrie Irving? I couldn't do that. But I will say this, and I'll wrap up on this. I did not share this with Rob before. I haven't shared it on social media, and I'm not going to. So I did an Instagram stories post where I showed an image of, I'm sure you guys have seen it. LeBron is so upset with Kyrie on the bench in the Cleveland days. He's like staring at Kyrie with his mouth open, and Kyrie's looking forward like, whatever. Have you seen that image, Rob?
I have, yep.
Yeah, okay. So I joked on Instagram stories that somebody needs to Photoshop Kevin Durant's face onto LeBron's head, and I tagged Kevin Durant. Because, you know, we had our little IG DMs bromance like 3 years ago. Within 15 minutes, Kevin Durant saw it and replied. And I'm not going to say his reply because I'm not going to be Michael Rapaport, that bozo who runs out, oh, look at me, Kevin Durant said all this stuff. Yeah, he used an inappropriate word, name calling, whatever, that's fine, I get it. And he's defensive as well, he should be. But KD, you need to realize, dude, this is the path you chose. You could have stayed with the Warriors. You went down the Kyrie Irving rabbit hole. Now, maybe James Harden's healthy, but Rob, can you imagine a world where Kyrie says, all season, I'm not doing home games, and the Nets have a game 7 at home, and Kyrie doesn't have the vax, and he says, I'm not playing, and they lose? Can you imagine that? Now, listen, that's probably a bridge too far. I can't imagine it goes that far. But man, I feel bad for Kevin Durant.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
day.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents.
Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I can understand wanting to be your own person and march to the beat of your own drum and do your thing. I get that. But basketball is a team sport. Michael Jordan famously did everything he wanted in Chicago in the first 5-6 years. He didn't win jack squat until he became a team player. He'd win MVPs, scoring titles, dunk contests, whoop-de-damn-do. Didn't win jack squat until Phil Jackson came in and said, you know what, we're going to run this. Michael Jordan did not have an option. Michael Jordan had to fall in line and be part of a team and run an offense if he wanted to win championships. And what was the result? 6 titles. Like, what does Kyrie want? I mean, you can be an iconoclast. You can do that. Good luck, you know? It doesn't feel like he's long for the NBA at this point. But all right, that's, I don't know, 20 more minutes than I thought we'd do on the NBA. But this topic, man, oh, man, this Kyrie Irving. Just when you think, like, hey, guess what? It's the fall. We don't have a presidential election this fall. Awesome. Hey, COVID, we're slowly but surely getting past it. Like, we're getting back to normal. And then we get dragged back in. Just doesn't stop. All right. That'll be it for today. Tomorrow, I got a good guest booked. I think you guys will like him a lot. We'll talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.